Hey, back again. Big episode 73. We are moving along. And thinking about it, episode 75, podcast number 75, will be the last in our 80s music series, with the exception of mine and Carrie's lists for our personal top 100 of the 80s. Hi, I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
And we're going to do this thing. They say no news is good news. Unfortunately, it is aggravating as shit. Because we have still gotten no news as far as the Hiddle Baby is concerned.
Yeah.
I've seen nothing. I've heard nothing. Both our men are being very, very quiet recently.
Like you said, we know it exists.
Supposedly it exists.
Pardon me. Maybe more than one.
Supposedly it exists. I mean, they say it exists, but, we got no proof.
Yeah.
Pictures or it didn't happen, damn it.
Right.
And everything's been really quiet with Johnny as well.
Yeah, anticipating his movie launch, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And he's done a lot of charity work over the last couple of years. I'd really love to see him do more of it. He sold some of his personal paintings, not paintings that he bought, but paintings that he created.
Yeah.
And he's actually really good. I was surprised. I've seen some of the work and I couldn't do it, but there again, I can't draw a straight line unless I'm trying to draw a circle. So, but yeah, his work looks really good. Be great to see a bit more of that go to charity benefits and auction. Any news that you could think of, Mr. Carey?
No, like you said, it is just kind of a desert. Everybody's keeping a low profile.
Yup.
And yeah,
I refuse. If the podcast were a picture, I'd be wearing bright pink.
That's awesome. Right.
But yeah, low profile. I don't think I know the meaning of
that. Yeah, can't do it.
Even when I try, I can't do it.
Right.
I ran into somebody today at work that I hadn't seen in 18 years.
Wow.
Girl I used to go to school with. Very good friend of mine back in the day. As a matter of fact, I got drunk and puked on her living room carpet at her graduation party.
Amazing. Yeah.
The only reason she puked in the bathroom was because she went in there and passed out. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was one of those nights.
I need the room.
Oh, it was one of those nights. Kamikazes did her in, and I think it was White Russians that killed me, if I remember correctly.
Ooh.
But yeah, it was a night. I've been told. I don't remember it. So.
Right.
Ooh, I do not remember. She said all she remembered of that night was waking up, sitting on the toilet with her head propped on the towel rack. That's how she woke up.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Every time she tried to lay down, she'd be sick.
Wasted.
Oh, yeah. Wrecked beyond wasted.
Yes.
But that was fun. I mean, it was, and then come to find out, she lives right around the corner from me.
Huh.
So, I gave her my number. I'm like, hey, you get some time, give me a call. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's always nice to reconnect. I've only been back in town, couple of years. So it's always nice to reconnect with old friends.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Well, since we've got no news and really nothing else pressing, let's dive into it, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, last week we discussed our own personal memories, thoughts, ideas, favorites about our music from 84 through 86. this week we are going to kind of draw the line, parallel lines between the music and our guys. I thought about one good question for you, Carrie. And yeah, okay. I'm springing it on you. I didn't give you a chance to think about it.
Okay. All right.
Between it, on the songs list from 84 through 86, you know, this is when the videos were huge.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it a little bit last week, like the Wild Boys videos and the Night Boat video by Duran Duran. That one was amazing.
But yeah, huge, huge videos.
They're really mini movies. I mean, they go beyond just explaining the music. They go in, I mean, it's truly a mini movie. It's great. So, out of these songs, can you focus on, just a couple. I won't give you a limit, but what mini movies, what videos would you like to see redone and lengthened with our guys as the stars?
Videos recast lengthened with our guys, like both of them are in it?
No. One or the other, or but I mean, it could be both.
You know, I might do like one each.
Something like I'm just glancing at the list and it comes that quickly. Papa Don't Preach would be great with Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah, you know, for Depp, I'm actually gonna go with, and I remember the video and the song is perfect. I'm going to go for Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night with
I
Depp.
Thought about that one. That was going to be my pick.
Yeah, I can see him, you know, Sunglasses at Night, and it's just kind of got that cool sort of demeanor.
Oh, yeah. You know? And, okay, this is mine for Hiddleston.
Okay.
Aha, Take on Me.
Wow, that would be cool.
That would be awesome. Let's see. What would be my pick for Johnny? So you think about your pick for Tom. I'm looking down my list here. All right. I've got to make sure. I'm pretty sure it's on the list, but I got to make definite sure it's on the list for those years. But I think I know which one.
Okay.
That I would like with Johnny. Where is it? It may not be. It may be earlier. I'm looking. Okay, there's that one. Where's the other one? All right, give me a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fairly certain it's within these years because Battlefield is. Pat Benatar, Shadows of the Night.
That was a freaking movie.
Uh-huh.
That really was. It was a freaking movie.
It was great.
Yeah. You know, the fighter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could replace freaking Judge Reinhold, who was her little buddy.
That was her little boy toy back then.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know. Judge Reinhold, I'd make him a boy toy, definitely.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. He's got that cute, clean-cut boy next door look. You think girls don't like that stuff, too?
Yeah, he looks like the kind of guy that would eat pussy, but you have to cut the crust off first.
You know, oh my God, that is the best way I've ever heard him described.
Yeah. You know.
Oh,
slick his hair back and send him off to school after. I don't know. Yeah, I can see it. Sure.
Make him look like he's been eating glazed donuts.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Yeah.
And there's a few songs that did not get mentioned. Bananarama, Cruel Summer. Amazing, amazing, amazing song and an amazing band. I mean, they only lasted through the 80s. They really didn't go it very much further past that, but
right. But they gave us some hits.
They were amazing. I mean, them and the Bengals.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think of one, I think of the other for some reason.
Yeah, they were complete contemporaries. One was American, one was British.
How is that the case? Which one's British?
Bananarama.
I did not realize that.
Yep. Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
All right. Can you think of any others? Now there's
one. So my Tom Hiddleston video.
Uh huh.
I am gonna go with Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Really? Okay, you're gonna have to explain that one.
You know, maybe it's because that's one of my favorite videos in the 80s, and I would just love to see that thing redone. That would be nuts.
Like, so are you talking about redone with the animation like it was done, or redone as in live action?
I don't know. Well, you know, parts of it were live action, parts of it were animated. You know, the video was very mixed. Sure. Kind of do it like that, but with more updated techniques, but kind of do it like that, you know. A crazy talking clay head of Hiddleston, I think, would be cool. And I've always just kind of got this, it fits the Loki side of him.
That it would. It definitely would.
It was whimsical. It was kind of chaotic. And it had that bombastic, you know, the song itself. He really swings for the fences, you know, and I just think that it'd be a good part for Tom.
Now, if we're talking, you're right about it being a good part, but you triggered something else, too. Their characters. I would love to see, like, say, Pine. Tom Hiddleston? With his character, Jonathan Pine. Let's see. I had it just a minute ago. Let me find it. Where did it go? You're the Inspiration by Chicago. I don't remember that particular video, but the song fits Jonathan Pine perfectly.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, I could definitely see that.
I can see Pine doing "I Didn't Mean to Turn You On" by Robert Palmer, straight up singing it to her. I didn't mean to turn you on.
I because he had so much sex with so many different people in that series.
Yeah.
I mean, in 6 episodes, he had sex with 3 different people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't see him doing that one, unless he was doing it in one of those, you know, sarcastic kind of ways. I could see him being the focus in Sade's Smooth Operator.
Yeah. Yep. Or The Sweetest Taboo.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Yeah.
It was forbidden,
you know.
Oh, absolutely. I could see Johnny doing, where did it go? Oh, Would I Lie to You?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, looking at 86... I could see Johnny doing number 10 on 1986's list. Addicted to Love.
Yep.
Oh, the man has not gone more than 2 weeks without a girlfriend up until here lately. Up until the angel, the her, whatever the heck her name is. Up until her. Or after her, he kind of laid low and, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of nyan-nyan going on about his girlfriends. But before then, he did not go more than 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think you're totally right. Absolutely.
So I definitely could see
that. He is addicted to love. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, okay.
What, during the trial? Actually, I could see When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going by Billy Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And just because it is a, I don't know. It was so depressing. That trial was really freaking depressing.
Well, Amber just showed her ass so many different ways. She made herself look stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. There's a few songs that would absolutely work with the trial.
Oh, yeah. Words Get in the Way is one of them.
Danger Zone.
Oh, that one too. True Colors.
Ooh. Nice.
Nasty.
Oh, my God. And don't forget number 67, Who's Johnny by Elda Barge.
Oh, of course, always.
Maybe not for the trial, but...
Oh, man. I can see Amber doing number 69. Why can't this be love?
This be love, I know, right? Or number 74, All I Need Is a Miracle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, I could see Hiddleston doing True Blue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bad Boy could go with either one of them, depending on the character they're playing at the time. Yeah, Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Oh, wow. And number 92, Spies Like Us, that'd actually be a great...
Oh, I would love to see the two of them in a remake of that movie.
Yeah, that would be... Hey, you could actually play it serious. You could, but it would...
See, Johnny is a known comedian, and so is Tom. I think they would be absolutely perfect.
Like, it could be a comedy, but it couldn't be, like, the crazy-ass, over-the-top slapstickiness.
Oh, not the slapstick comedy. It would have to be more intelligent comedy.
Yeah. Exactly. But that would be a really interesting, like, the premise is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Johnny can tap that tourist kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
What was the character's name of the tourist? I forgot.
The name of the, give me a second. Frank Tupelo.
Yeah, well, but he was really like some sort of super spy, right?
Oh no, he was actually
that name,
Alexander Pierce.
Right. Yeah. So I think it'd be kind of cool.
Oh, we just screwed it up. I hope nobody listens to this one before they listen to the one we did on the tourist. Oh, well.
Or they're totally confused.
And I don't know. That's quite all right. Most of us are.
I'm just trying to pitch this amazing movie because you could have essentially Pine meeting him.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah, that really would be incredible.
And hey, if you wanted to, you could set it up kind of spoofy or whatever and make it the comedy.
Yeah, they could do it like they did the Art of the Deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, 1984's list, number 2, I could see Amber Heard doing.
What?
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Wow.
Johnny could do number 5.
Yeah.
I still love number 7, though. That is like the epitome of love song for me. Number 7, Hello by Lionel Richie. Do you remember the video?
I do.
With the blind girl?
She was blind. Yeah, she was blind. Right.
Yep, hello, is it me you're looking for? Yep, love that song.
One of Alabama's greatest musicians, if not our greatest musician.
Phil Collins is from Alabama? Or, I'm sorry, Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, yeah. He's from Tuskegee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. If we're going to go crazy with it, let's see. I could see.
Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. That'd be both of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially if you add Taylor Swift to the mix.
Yeah.
That's why they split after the one weekend, is because he said he knew paparazzi were ruthless, but man, they hounded her. Like, I mean, he couldn't take a piss without them knowing about it.
Right.
So yeah, he was just like, yeah, this is way too much. And she's like, yep, I get it.
Yeah. I'll bet.
Oh yeah. Hard habit to break. Oh, that would be I can see many, many women dedicating that song to both of our guys. The Warrior would be good for Johnny.
Or, well, yeah, you're talking about the...
Just the title. Title.
Gotcha. Because I could kind of see Tom doing, I mean, I know it sounds kind of weird or whatever, but doing the video.
That's true. I could see Tom doing the video. I could see him in the black and gray face paint and...
Yeah, right. The dance. Doesn't he dance a bit?
Oh, yes. Oh, right. Absolutely. And Johnny is terrified of dancing.
Right. It's got to be Tom.
Oh, here's one for Johnny. Number 50, 1984. I believe. Yeah, 1984, number 50.
Oh, my
50.
God. Yes.
To all the girls loved before, Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias.
Definitely, yeah. That would be a long song if you had to, like...
Oh, yeah.
I kind of thought that one would have been a little higher on the list. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I would have, too.
Like, higher than Let the Music Play by Shannon, which is one before. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I like that song, but it's not all that. It's not going to make my top 100, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
However, this one might, because it's just, it's a thing for me. I guess the memories it invokes, number 56, 84. Islands in the Stream.
You mentioned this last time.
Oh, yeah.
You really, really like that song.
Well, it's more about the era than it is the song itself, but that song, like, encapsulates the entire vibe for me.
I see.
The whole blending of country and rock. There's not a whole lot. If there's any distinction at all between rock and roll and country, there's not much. This song was played on popular music stations, not just on country stations. It was played everywhere.
Yeah, it was a major radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, radio, all.
And, I mean, it just kind of crossed over into all spheres of popular music at the time. That was kind of what the 80s was all about, was a blending and instead of the separation that happens way too often today. This is country, that's rock and roll, this is rap, that's blues, that's reggae.
Yeah.
You know, it was, everything was combined. There was, the lists were all types of music. You know, the radio stations played a little bit of something for everybody. And, I mean, that's just, to me, that's an idyllic time. So.
Yeah, you know, and I think, but, you know, at the same time, kind of making that distinction a little more blurred was people doing, like, music videos.
Right.
You know, and MTV kind of came out and it's like, well, look. What block are we going to put this on? You know, unless it was just a major blockbuster.
Right.
You know.
Well, and like if you look at number 58.
Yeah.
That would be either jazz or country nowadays.
Yes.
Infatuation, Rod Stewart. That would be, and most of Rod's music would have been either jazz, blues, or country. I don't think any of them could be totally classified as pop rock or, you know, rock and roll.
Well, yeah, you know, and you do like a lot of Genesis.
Yeah.
And Phil Collins, he, you know, they always include horns.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if it's because he's British or what it is, but a lot of his lyrics come off with a twang. Almost like a country, like a southern twang to him.
Yeah, listen, I can see that.
Listen to his music. Yeah, just listen to how he enunciates certain things. It comes across as a country twang. And I mean, yeah, that would just, but I mean, what they're calling country today? Yeah, no, sorry. I believe it deserves a classification all its own. We just haven't come up with a good name for it yet. But no way would I call the music they're calling country. No way would I call it country.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's really freaking pop.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
There's a song called Church Bells. I heard that on, matter of fact, I was coming home from work. And it played, and it caught my attention because she says the name Jenny. Jenny is the character in the song. And, of course, my name is Jennifer. So anytime I hear a song that has my name in it, even a little bit of my name. Yeah. So, yeah, clued me in. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then it comes on WDEN, America's Best Country. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, right.
You know, that, no.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it before as well. New Breed, Welcome to My House. That is about as friggin' gangsta ghetto as a lot of songs nowadays. And it's still classified as country.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprises me.
Yeah, the words for it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, watch the video. Watch the video is my only advice. Because the video makes it more so. I love it. Dude comes into the house the first time the guy lets him walk away, pops him in his kneecap, and sends him on his way.
Wow.
Idiot comes back later that night, tries to open a door and finds the wife with a sawed-off shotgun pistol grip right bearing right into his forehead.
Oh, wow. Yep, that's pretty goddamn
nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my old lady, she rides, too. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah,
mopping up the bloodstains, but she ain't seen a damn thing. Yes, I listened to the song. I love it. I think it's awesome. You might think that's a video I think either of the guys would do well in.
Yeah.
The whole Alice in Wonderland thing, that's why I would shy away from Johnny doing it. He's done the Alice in Wonderland thing. I'd love to see Tom in that one.
I'd love to see either one of them do Thriller. That'd be interesting.
It would have to be Tom. I don't know.
Because of the dancing?
Yep. Yep. I was very surprised in The Tourist.
Yeah, I think that's the only time I've ever seen him dance.
I don't think I've ever seen him dance any other movie. I agree with you there. I don't think he dances at all in any other movie.
Right.
But that is also a very controlled, every step is choreographed kind of dance. It's not, you know, fly by the seat of your pants kind of dancing. So
no, it looked like it was. I will say it did look choreographed.
Oh, it is. It is.
Like
it's
hard.
It's a pattern dance, just like a square dance would be. So, pardon if you hear the sound of spraying or having mosquito issues. And I am highly allergic, so.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I was sitting outside of work waiting on my ride. And one of the little suckers got me right up underneath, right in the crease between my jaw and my throat. So I had to come home and take some Benadryl right quick, or else I would have swelled up like a friggin' balloon. Yeah, I don't get little bumps. I don't get those little tiny bites. You know, oh, I got a mosquito bite. No, I look like somebody tried to draw blood and missed the vein. I get like these huge freaking welts.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. My dad's allergic too, so I know where it came from. But yeah. So, all right, we talked about this last week. Songs that you would like, that you think the guys' voices would be good for. Songs you'd like to hear them do.
Yeah.
I have a bunch.
What is it? Get your right, go ahead and kind of start the pace. Like, give me a really great example.
All right, let's see. Tom Hiddleston doing number 70 on, I think it's 84. Yeah, doing number 70 on 1984. Daryl Hall and John Oates, Adult Education. Matter of fact, I could see the two of them doing this one. Tom's got the more tenor, and Johnny has the more bass. I can see the two of them doing this one.
Yeah, you know what? Agreed. And that is kind of a buddy. So I'm weird. I really love Daryl Hall and John Oates, don't get me wrong, but this is like one of my top three, maybe top five favorite Hall and Oates. Like, I love Adult Education.
So it's cool. A good song.
And yeah, you know, Hall and Oates were kind of like the videos. I always loved how Daryl Hall was always the prime vocalist.
Right.
But, you know, John Oates was an equal partner
in those videos.
You know, yeah, I mean, you're like, yep, Hall and Oates.
But the thing about it is because Oates wasn't as attractive in mainstream. He was a little darker skinned. He had the darker, you know, complexion and hair. I'm not sure what his ethnicity was, but in the 80s, that did matter. Nowadays, not so much.
You know, he doesn't have the mustache anymore.
Oh my God, I don't even want to see it. Do not.
Don't Google it.
Nope. Nope. Not going to happen.
Do not. It is cursed.
Not going to happen. I am not looking at that. I can't even, I'm picturing his face right now. I can't imagine him without that mustache.
Yeah. Right.
But he was not as conventionally attractive as
Hall. You know, I think that he was more the compositionist.
Yeah, he was the writer.
One of the two of them did kind of the composition, the other did the lyrics. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, I mean, so you gotta.
Well, yeah. It's like perfect freeing pair.
Plus, he was a hell of a... He played bass, right? He'd always have his bass.
I do not remember. I do apologize, but I don't remember.
I can't either.
Yep.
But I mean, I can see like the two of them doing Adult Education. It's just the song feels like either of them.
Yeah, it really does.
I think what you come up with is a really good choice.
Yep. Now, on 1985, there's two songs. One's number four, one's number three, one's number four. I could see one for Tom and one for Johnny. So which one do you think is which?
Number two?
No, number three and number four.
Okay, number three and number two?
No, three and four.
Three and four. Oh my God. Yeah, I think I'm going with Wham for Tom.
Oh yeah.
You know, for sure. Man, I want to know what love is. Yeah, that's cute.
Would love to have seen Johnny Depp in Rock of Ages. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I would love to see Johnny Depp in Rock of Ages.
Very interesting. Yes.
I think he would have been amazing. But yeah, that song is in Rock of Ages, and I could see Johnny doing that. I just want
that song. That song's going on the list.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, Take on Me. That's a given.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Actually, I'm gonna go with "I Feel for You" is gonna be on that list.
Oh yeah. Gotta love that. Oh, did you notice number 28 and 29?
So we've got Lover Boy and Lover Girl back to back. That's actually funny.
And actually, I have no idea what Lover Girl is. I can't remember that one.
I just want to be your lover girl.
Oh, yeah. I just want to rock your world. Oh, yeah.
That's it, baby.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Oh.
And I love Loverboy. Loverboy is for sure. Now, that video, do you remember that video?
Yes.
The weird alien creatures that were on, like, the beach.
Dude, I think he watched Earth Girls Are Easy one too many times.
Yeah, that was far out. And he said Jamaica. Which, hey, made sense. That's Billy's Island.
Oh my God, why am I thinking all that she wants? Or all she wants is. All she wants is.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But, the song I saw was Everything She Wants.
Oh, wow.
But, of course, in my head, I'm hearing All She Wants Is. Now, I could see... Let's see. Like, You're the Inspiration. I've already called that one. We Belong. I can't see either one of the guys doing that one. I can see them starring in the video. However, Tom Hiddleston, number 41.
So, in the video, things can only get better?
Oh, no, the song is actually, Tom would be perfect. His voice would be perfect for that song.
Oh.
Because he's got the tenor.
This one, for me, is just a really underrated flipping song.
No kidding. Howard Jones was always underrated. He never got the respect and the kudos he deserved.
That's the truest thing I've heard so far in 2023. He was criminally underappreciated.
I agree. I said Howard Jones to somebody the other day. We were talking about the podcast, and I was mentioning the list and everything. And I made some comment about Howard Jones and who? Howard the Duck? I'm like, what?
No fool.
I'm like, dude, how old are you? 24? She goes, 25. I was like, okay, you're forgiven. It's all right.
Yeah. I'm working with lots of students, and they don't know a whole lot of this stuff. And I'm like, are you not an American? I'm like, oh, sorry. I mean,
oh, please, come on. We quit teaching the Trail of Tears. You think we're going to cheat? We're gonna let our kids listen to 80s music?
Well, all right. My kids listen. Of course they didn't.
Of course they did. Your son had a lot of questions for me about Mac Tonight. So.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, okay, all right.
By the way, tell Lee I said hi.
Sure. Mac Tonight, oh my God.
Let's see. Let's see. Boys of Summers, One Night in Bangkok.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that one doing the recreation videos that you were talking about. I thought about that one for Tom because One Night in Bangkok was a cool, and it fits him. You know, it just sounds like him.
Johnny, number 67.
Glory Days?
Absolutely.
Hell, Voices Carry, the next one, Till Tuesday at number 68.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fantastic song and a really cool video.
Another band that was not adequately appreciated in the 80s.
Agreed. Till Tuesday and Amy Mann, they were really great.
Oh, yeah. Everything that they have ever, that I've ever heard, any of their popular songs, have been like tops with me. They are amazing.
I agree.
Now, I could see, I don't know that either of them has the voice for it because it's sung by a female, but it works for both of them. Number 56 by Animotion. Obsession.
Wow.
That works more for Johnny than it does for Tom, though.
Well, now we're going to have to speculate on duets.
Okay. Obsession. Johnny Depp.
And it don't have to be somebody that they were actually in a relationship.
No,
with,
just
right?
Someone who would work well with their vocals. Let's see. Johnny and... Oof. Oh, crap. I can see her face, but I can't call her name. I saw her in concert right before I left Florida. She's a country singer. She does Gunpowder and Lead.
I have no idea.
Oh, God. You don't know the song Gunpowder and Lead?
I don't.
Listen to it. It's worth it. It's not really country. Yeah, I'm going to show them what a little girl's made of. Gunpowder and lead. Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, do that because I'm not... Actually, I could probably do it on the computer. And I feel really bad because I love this woman. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And I can see her face. She's a tiny little thing, too. Oh, my God. Sorry. Oh, speaking of, did you hear that our favorite talk show host we love to hate died last week?
Springer.
Yes.
Awful.
Dude, he passed away last week.
Yeah, I liked Jerry. Personally.
Oh, the thing is, you know, I did like Jerry. I loved watching his shows, but what you got to remember about the Jerry Springer Show is 99% of that shit ain't real. I know this because I was almost on it.
Yeah, and you know, and people have kind of come forward, but...
Well, see, my ex moved his mistress and their 6-month-old child into my house with my 1-year-old child.
What?
Oh, yeah, Eric.
Okay, so we had to get a phone call going to Jerry Springer.
Oh, I thought about it. I called to see what would be necessary to go out there, and the only thing they don't pay for is the plane ticket out and the hotel. So if you can afford to fly out there and get a hotel room... They will put you on, they will pay you, they will give you a per diem, which means they pay for your food and everything every day for as long as it takes to record the show or shows, depending. So, yeah, I thought about it, but yeah, they supposedly they don't pay you to hype it up or make it a bit big. Of course, not like you could make it a whole lot bigger, but anyway, they don't pay you to get into fights on the stage and stuff. Actually, they do. They don't call it that, but that's what they do.
Plus, from what I understand, there's a little bit of liquor in the back.
Just a little.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want them slurred or whatever, but they're like, you know what, you've got, from how I've understood it, you've got an hour to finish, like, or 30 minutes to finish 2 drinks, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then it's go time.
Oh, yeah.
And then now you're ready to fight, you know, because this guy's fucking your sister or whatever.
Right, right. Or your mom. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Or you.
Well, yeah,
that
too.
Turns out it's a guy.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of those I'm like, really? How could you not tell? Anyway, that's another story in another show.
But yeah.
I can see, like, and I'm talking, like, actor, actress. Yeah, I can see, right, Tom Hiddleston doing Obsession with, like, Scarlett Johansson.
Miranda Lambert. I looked it up since.
Right. Yeah. Blake's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. I would love Johnny Depp and Miranda Lambert.
Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom Hiddleston and Miranda Lambert. That would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
It
absolutely would.
And Miranda can pretty much carry any, you know, any style of music. She is just that good. Like I said, the only reason her music is classified as country is because of that twang we Southern women just can't seem to get out of our voices.
Yeah.
You know, so. Right. But, there's a new song I was introduced to called Wait in the Truck.
Yeah.
Woo, 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 is all I got to say.
How come?
That's another one you ought to give a listen to. Wait in the Truck. It's, he sees somebody on the side of the road, stops, picks her up. She's beat up, scarred. He says, where's he at? Doesn't ask any questions. He just says, where's he at? He goes and kills the son of a bitch and then sits there with the gun sitting on the top of the hood of the truck waiting on him. Lets him lock him up just to save her ass.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely worth a listen. I have a soft spot for music like that. But, Wait in the Truck is a great one. Church Bells. Definitely want to give that one a listen. So, guys, if you're not into country, try it out anyway. I mean, check out these songs I'm mentioning. It's worth a listen. You may like it, you may not. You may get introduced to something that normally you would not have been exposed to. You might like it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Explore.
Oh, yeah. See, that's another thing about the 80s. You didn't have these standing walls. This is country. That is pop. This is jazz. That is rock. You know, it was all just kind of lumped in together. If it was popular music, it got played on the popular station. Whether it was popular country or popular rock or what have you. You know, it was all together and it was great. You know, I would love to see things go back that way a little bit. It's never going to happen, but I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, Talking in Your Sleep, number 19 in 1984. I would love to see Tom do that one.
And that video was great. It was like the nighttime, you know, girls in a bed asleep, you know, and smoky.
Yeah, but see, it took me a very long time to understand whether it was a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep. You know, is she cheating? Is she not? I mean, come on, I was 10. But yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a very long time to realize, you know, oh, yeah, he just realized just how much he's got with you.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. There was one I saw for Johnny. If I can find it again, because I've clicked through so many different pages.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. I still like keeping my notes by hand. But it's just so much hassle to keep flipping through the notebook pages, you know.
Totally. Yeah.
All right, where is it at? And of course, I can't find it now. Let's see, we're talking about things can only get better. Let's see. Oh, come on, say something.
Well, I was...
We don't need dead air.
Yeah, you know, just, well, you know, while we're talking 80s, and we're talking about, like, in real life, we've gotten on this kick, a few of us, me, my daughter, my friend Kathy, and a couple of other people, about goth music back in the day.
Okay, and you didn't hear a lot about that.
Yeah, you know, there were like a couple of hits that were kind of sort of crossover hits or some that got famous later or whatever.
Okay.
But, hey, yeah, there were a lot of great 80s and kind of 90s songs that were quote unquote goth songs.
Go ahead.
Well, I started making a playlist because we're talking about, like, doing a goth party, basically.
Oh, nice! And like,
yeah, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to make a playlist for the party.
Yep, that's the one genre that really never integrated in the 80s was the punk goth scene.
Right, you know, and it seems like it had to be later. You know, like The Craft, the movie The Craft.
Oh, right.
You know, they did How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. I am human and I need to be lower.
Oh, yeah.
And no, everyone is like, holy crap, who's singing this? I was
they're like, oh my God, that song is great. Who did that?
It's this, yeah, right, right. You know, and I'm like, guys, the Smiths put this out in like 83.
Oh, dude, it's I can't remember the name of the song. But there was a song that was originally done by Journey that was covered by another band, and somebody posted this, like, you know, just to show their lack of intelligence, that, oh my God, some band called Journey decided to cover this song. I'm like, you flippin' idiot. That's the original band. The lead singer's the one who wrote it. Check your facts.
Yeah.
I'm really...
So dumb.
Oh, man, that killed me. Oh, yeah. Journey. A band called Journey. Well, I guess you didn't pass English either. It's Journey.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, just really, that's just ridiculous. And I still can't find the song that I'm looking for. I know I saw it.
Well, you know, you were talking about, you know, there are a lot of stuff that you listen to the lyrics and you're like, this is country, but it's just like almost ghetto hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I started looking for kind of new gothy stuff to put in. And somebody's like, here's some African-American led goth bands.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
So what'd you come up with?
I started looking into them, and there's a band that's called O Children, and
yes.
The guy has a deep, he's got like a Peter Steele. No kidding.
Check out
Peter
Dax.
Peter Steele.
Check out Dax. D-A-X.
Dax.
Yep. His borders on religious, but not really. Everybody questions things. And the one that I want you to listen to is called Dear God. That's
okay.
Dear God. It is, and if you can find it, look on YouTube, find it with the video, watch the video along with it. I'm serious, I won't sit there and say this song, this video will change your life, but oh my God, this song will change your life. It is absolutely amazing. And that's the one benefit that I found to all of this internet access, free posting, free, you know, we can upload anything onto the web, YouTube or Spotify, or as we're doing on the podcast, you can upload anything, a lot of it for free. And this guy, there's an artist called Ollie, absolutely amazing. And most of their music is crossover one way or the other. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Round and Round. That's a good one. It's not the one I was looking at, but it's a good one.
Yeah, it's cute. Big love Rat.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Rat, Cinderella, Wasp. Of course, you're never going to find a Wasp song on the 80s list. You might find it on the 90s list, but not on the 80s.
Right. Which is too bad, because Blanky Lawless and Wasp was the shit.
Well, unfortunately, no one knows what the WASP stands for, because it's W period A period S period B period.
Right.
They've never said what it stands for. However,
yeah, we know what it stands
for. The Bible Belt decided to say it stands for We Are Satan's People. Whether it does or not.
See, I had heard it's We Are Sexual Perverts.
Well, see, that works for me, too. But, you know, the Bible Belt decided to say we are Satan's people, and now, oh, my God, if you listen to Wasp, you're going to hell. So. Oh, legs. I could see either one of them in that video.
Nice. Yes.
There is one, and I'm going to have to, this is going to irritate me until I figure it out. Oh, Come On, Feel the Noise, Quiet Riot. That is like the hardest edged song that makes it to these lists.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. Oh, Wrapped Around Your Finger. That would be a good one for Johnny, I think.
That's a super one.
So, duets. Who do you think would sound good with each one of the guys? Putting you on the hot seat this time.
For that song?
No, for just vocally. Who do you think would match best each one of the guys?
For me, I'd have to go with, for Johnny, it'd be Chrissy Hines.
Ooh.
Probably the Pretenders, you know, her.
Yeah.
She's kind of got that little, yeah, I think they got pretty similar tones.
Okay. All right. For Tom.
And for Tom, there's like a bunch of people, actually. Like, I can't put one person.
Tom has got such a unique range, because he can go high or he can go low, but there's no middle ground there at all. He can either do falsetto or he can do the deep bass.
Well, you know, Benatar could do that.
Oh, yeah. She was amazing.
I mean, she absolutely could. Ah!
People want to sit there and say women don't do falsetto. Bullshit. Yes, we do.
Yeah, sure did it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I always want to say Taylor Swift.
Oh, that would actually be a really good vocal match.
But I think that they would probably, yeah, and I think it is a pretty good match. Alicia Keys would be a good one.
I would love to see Johnny do number 82, I'm on Fire, Bruce Springsteen.
Wow, yeah.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Oh, yeah.
I can absolutely see that, actually.
Oh, yeah. Now, you said Taylor Swift and something popped in my head. And of course, now it's gone because, you know, my mind is about as leaky as a sieve. Let's see. Don't Lose My Number. I could see the guys duetting that.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Never Surrender. That one is about at the top of Corey's range.
Wow.
He actually cracks a couple of times trying to hit those medium high notes. You know what I'm talking about, right, in the chorus?
I do. Yeah.
But see, with Johnny doing bass and Tom doing tenor and alto. I could definitely see the two of them doing that one.
Yeah, I got it.
And now that you mentioned it, you know, I have a child who's very good with the mashups.
Yeah.
I am going to have to get her to do Lover Boy and Lover Girl.
Excellent.
That, and she actually uses the same system that I use to record the podcast. She uses that system to do the mashups, so I may have to play with this thing and try to do one myself. If I'm putting it on the list, if I manage one, I will definitely put a link in the blog.
Yeah, perfect. Yes.
Oh, wow. I just checked our time. Guess where we are?
We're there.
We are at 1 hour and 37 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Next week, we are going to do our personal favorites, 87, 88. And 89. The week after that will be our equating those years with our guys. And then the week after that, you get what you've all been waiting for. Dun, 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 dun. Mine and Carrie's personal top 100. And I think what I'm going to do is, with mine at least, I'm going to create a playlist, give you a link to it in case you want to check it out, with my top 100 of 1980s. I'll do that in Spotify.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, me too.
So, Carrie, you can either do that yourself, you can send me the list, and I'll do it just however you want to handle that, dear.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm really good with that. I did your 72 to 82, I believe.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, if you don't have time.
Those are still around.
If you don't have time, just let me know.
Sure.
But yeah, I actually was intending to have my list done by this podcast. However, migraines are a bitch, and I had one yesterday, so I got a full day behind, so I'm going to have to catch up.
Yes.
But, so, we are going to edge this out, and before we do that, one more song that I would just love to see our baby in blue, Johnny Depp, do. Just for shits and giggles.
Okay.
Part-time lover, Stevie Wonder.
Wow, that is a hot take.
Think about it. Think about him. He plays piano. Think about him taking Stevie's place in this video.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see the two of them just getting along anyway, so I think that does fit his vibe.
To let me know you made it home. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and, you know, if she wasn't already gone, Whitney Houston could carry either one of our guys. I don't care what she was into. I don't care what her personal life was about. The woman could sing. She was amazing, and I don't care what her personal deal was, nothing should take away from that.
I agree. Very much.
Absolutely. God rest her soul, or goddess.
Yes.
So, personal information, how to find us. Carrie?
Traveler 2300 with two L's.
And that's
on PlayStation Network. That's right. You can find me on PlayStation Network. I actually will be on for hours and kind of play whatever and talk this sort of stuff with people.
Yep. And anything you do not want on the podcast or brought up during the podcast, all you got to do is say so, guys. We will keep personal information personal. We will keep private chats just that, private. We're not in the habit of spilling other people's beans.
Correct.
And with us, we have, let's see, we've got the Debheads and Hiddlestoners email, which is, guess what? Debheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. And then we also, of course, have our dedicated phone line. And guys, give us a call. day or night, whatever, we will return the call if we don't answer it directly. Let us know who you want to talk to. If it's not me, the line goes to my phone. But if you want to talk to Carrie, leave us a message. I'll make sure he gets your number.
Yeah.
We will definitely do it that way. We, we aim to please. So.
Absolutely we do.
And that phone number is 949-373-5476. So, yeah, use our hotline, use the email, contact Carrie over PlayStation, or hit our blog. We have the blog. It's depthheadshiddlestoners.com, no spaces. Or you can go to barryreese.net and click on the link. So, anything else?
No, ma'am. That covers it.
All right, guys. Hopefully, we can get rid of this pollen and both of us be able to start sounding a little bit more normal by next week, because I know it's killing me. Anyway, stay safe. Be good. If you can't be good at it.
Peace and love.
Love and peace. Later, guys.
Bye.